Talked about baseball. Let's talk about heroes. Two of mine are in the studio with me right now.
Oh, look at you.
Oh. Eric Walker and Doug Foley. Doug Foley's going to do all the heavy lifting because he's the fit one out of, out of the three of us.
Not so
you're
fast.
You're the runner. There. You're the runner guy.
Former runner.
A recovering
runner. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Hero Hustle. Tell me a little bit about it because Eric and I are new to the area, so what do we need to know?
All right, so let's get started here with the basics. First and foremost, it's a sprint triathlon. This will be our seventh annual.
So
He said two words that took me out. Sprint triathlon.
At least it wasn't seventh. Okay, I'm not sure what that would have meant. But so this will be our seventh year. We've had six of them prior, obviously, if my math is correct. And this one will be Sunday, August 28th at 9 a.m. at Schramm Park. So it takes place basically in Schramm Park and the parking lot of XL Trailers. And so we have... Since it is a sprint triathlon, the course consists of a 400-yard swim that's obviously in the pond at Schramm Park, and then a 16-mile bike ride that goes south of town, comes back into town, into the parking lot of XL Trailers. That is our transition area. And then a 5K run, which goes through the southern part of Manchester, but comes back through into the park area and finishes around the pond at Schramm Park. So it's kind of a really nice contained course. We've got parking near the registration, near the transition area, the run, the bike, the swim. They all start and finish at the same area, so it's very convenient. We've been doing this now 7 years. We've tweaked the course a little bit. We've tweaked the setup a little bit, but all in all, the bones are there, and it works really, really well, and it's good for spectators, it's good for the athletes, and it's good for all of our volunteers and our help.
Now, oh, go ahead, Eric.
Well, I was just thinking, we've got enough time. You said it's on the 28th. We got 3.5 inches of rain over the weekend just from the Saturday night into Sunday event. Are there concerns when it comes to water and when that or does the pond drain pretty nicely to get it back down to what would be a normal level?
Actually, that's a great question, Eric. It's funny you say so because last year we spent the entire setup Saturday, the day before, worrying about the exact same thing because we had a huge rainfall and the river was forecasted to come up and crest over what would be flood levels, and it would essentially, at the level it was forecasted at, would take out the entire park, or would at least be underwater where everybody parks. And so we had scrambled and tried to come up with different ideas. One would be take away the swim. We would alter the course. Obviously we're not going to be able to ride or run or park near the pond or the park area. So we have we do have a few tentative plans in our back pocket if need be. The problem is anybody that lives around here knows is when it rains, the water goes up fast and it goes down fast. And so it really has to be, 24 hours out. So there's only so many things you can do prior to, and you just got to really cross your fingers and hope that it doesn't rain. But obviously if the pond is overflowing, for safety's sake, we just can't do it. So there, and therefore we'll just make the best of a bad situation and probably cut out the swimming and do some additional running rather than the swimming side of it, which leads me into another good aspect of it is this will be the third year that we have done the duathlon as well as an option. So instead of swimming, if you're either a non-swimmer or you're scared of the water at Schramm, which, let's be honest, there's plenty of people that are, it can be a little bit intimidating at times. So we added a duathlon option, which is instead of a swim bike run, it's a run bike run. So instead of the 400-yard swim, you do a mile bike, or you do a mile run into the 16-mile bike ride and then back into another 5K run.
Which is a great option. And it might be a good time to step away from the Hero Hustle discussion to mention again, the city is saying, hey, might not be a great idea to do the Whitewater Park today.
908 cubic feet this morning. So
the river level rose 2 feet in one day.
It is. And it's another great point is we stress so many times on river safety, especially with the Whitewater Park, in that the conditions can change so fast. And we get a lot of people that'll call. For instance, if you're down in central Iowa right now, you had no idea what kind of rainfall we got. And
Cedar Rapids didn't get any.
And so oblivious to what's going on, and you come up, if you were to check the river levels a day or two ago, they would look acceptable, and now definitely not.
7.01 feet. Every time I refresh it, it keeps going up. 7.1 feet, 929 cubic feet per
and
second.
It's
going to
go a couple more feet before it crests.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. But again, the good part is, as you said, the river moves quickly. It drops back down quickly.
And we got a couple weeks before Hero Hustle. Yeah.
So how's the pre-registration?
Because Eric's going to do it.
I didn't say that. I just want to know.
Well, careful what you say there, Justin, because I also didn't mention that we do have team options as well. So, you know, we could have our own little KMCH host team right now.
I could
now.
Do the bike if you do the swim.
I don't know how to swim.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, the duathlon. We'll get the run.
Katie's talking about coming up. She could do all three. We'll just give her a t-shirt.
That would be perfect. That would be perfect. So, currently we have 120 registrations, pre-registered athletes, which is right on course to where we were last year, and last year we had 250 total, which was our highest amount. When we first started this thing, we thought if we got 75 to 100, we'd be doing cartwheels, and we ended up with about 150. Stayed even at about 150 until last year when it just exploded. And so here we are sitting, we're expecting 200, 250. Wow. We had to cap it at 300 because of space requirements and everything else that goes along with it. So if we get up to 250, we'll be extremely pleased.
I know, like with car shows, you may not know your total registrants until really the day before because they're keeping an eye on things. Have you noticed that in the 7 years? Do you see that last minute push? That's where
we always see the last minute push. It's not necessarily weather related because we cut registration off a week early, so it's hard to forecast that out. I think a lot of it is how good a shape am I in? Have I been training? Did I continue to keep doing what I was supposed to be doing?
Or
did
I sit? Are really nice.
Exactly.
I run by Riverbend and burger in one hand and Franklin Street beer in the other.
Well, that's a whole new race that we should start working
telling
on.
Telling you, you can do that.
Yeah, the burger and beer dash, yeah.
You got something. All right. And then wrap it up with pickleball.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me about where I can sign up, or where can people listening sign up and get all the stuff in before that week you cut things off.
Absolutely. Yep. So as I say, the August 21st is our deadline. You can go to our Hero Hustle Facebook page, or you can go to herohustletriathlon.com. It has a link right there to get where you need to be. We definitely appreciate everybody that registers early, but if you don't and you're on the fence and you're not sure, just get it in by the 21st. That's the main thing. There's still plenty of time. And one thing I like to always point out, especially to our local audience here listening, is that we are a very beginner-friendly race. One of the most friendly to people who either have never done a triathlon or are scared or unsure what to do. We have open water swims at SRAM. So the next two Saturdays at 8 a.m., we'll have open water swims if anybody wants to practice or to give it a shot. We have kayaks in the water during the open swims as well as the triathlon. So that way, if you're a swimmer and you're not sure, or you're not sure if you're a strong swimmer, you can always grab onto the kayak. That's even in the middle of the race. You can always put your hand out, hold onto a kayak, catch your breath, get yourself situated, and then take off again. So we have a lot of people that come and do our race as their very first one. We have a lot of people that come do our race as a member of a team and then progress on to doing it as an individual. So we really want to say you don't need to be a world-class athlete to do this. You just have to be ready to, maybe throw your fears aside and try to tackle something that you've wanted to do for a while there.
And again, since you have a centralized location for the start and finish of all the races, for those people who simply don't want to compete can come out and cheer, because these heroes that we are rooting on, the first-timers or seasoned runners, they're going to be hitting that same spot. So if you're in kind of that area, you can have a day of just cheering them on and showing
and
your support.
That. I've known people who run like that last push. You need a little something.
Absolutely.
You know?
It is. It's one of the things that makes a really good atmosphere of a race. If you've never been to a race, it's one of the most inspiring atmospheres you can have. There's, you see the athletes and you see what they're doing and you see them pushing through, and it as somebody who's done it in the past, you know, running races, it really does matter having random person on the sideline on the road giving you, cheering you on, or getting a high five from that family and that kid that's just seeing you run by or bike by. So it's a cool atmosphere for spectators. It really helps the athletes, the more people we have out there cheering each other on. And as Eric was saying, it is a really convenient spot. You can sit in one spot and see all three of the legs of the event. You can, you know, it take you a 100-yard walk to go from the transition area to the finish line. Mm-hmm. So you really have all opportunities to see your athlete or any athlete that you want to see as they need you, whether it's, you know, the last leg of the run, or whether it's transitioning from the bike to the run, or you know, coming down that home stretch. So it's a really cool way to cheer on either people you love and know and want to see, or random strangers that just kind of, you know, give you the inspiration.
Yeah, and you got until the 21st to get 21st, signed up if you want to do it.
Yep, so. Absolutely.
Awesome. Always good to see you, man.
Oh, appreciate you having me. It's always
fun. Didn't have a chance to talk about life. We had to jump right into it.
I know, so. Maybe next time, right?
Next time you and Eric do the show, and I'll come be the guest. So, well, since we're talking about heroes, if we didn't play Bonnie Tyler's Holding Out for a Hero, we wouldn't be doing our job. So we're going to do that now on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Learn about the Hero Hustle on our website. We put all the info, kmch.com.